Yes, bless Brother Ivan, but bless the word. I was thinking about when the sisters got up here to sing to us, it's kind of a habit of mine to say, Lord, bless the song. And I was thinking after I said that, I was thinking, well, Lord, bless them. I don't mean not to, we do want the Lord to bless the individuals, but we want the Lord to bless the message. We're just humans. And he wants to bless us too, don't get me wrong. But he really wants to be able to anoint and bless his message. Lord, help us each one to be in a place where the flowing of his, the natural flowing of the blessings of the Lord will just come down to where we are. We want to make him feel abundantly comfortable in our presence. We want to be in his presence. So I was thinking, I want to take as the text of our message here tonight, and we may branch off in different directions from that. There is a verse over here in John, the 18th chapter, and what I want to focus on is not necessarily the setting of this verse, or even who said it, or who he said it to. Jesus said, whom seek ye? Now, that is found in the fourth verse of the 18th chapter of St. John. It's also found a little farther down again in that same chapter. I don't want to get caught up on the setting here, but the question is what I want us to think about tonight. Who are you seeking? We are. And God wants you and I, a companion to that text, was found, I believe, over in Matthew, I believe the 6th chapter somewhere. He said, seek ye first. Listen, remember, he punctuated this statement. He came down to this point and he put an exclamation. He exclaimed here, seek ye first God's kingdom. He didn't mean, now, let's see if you are geographically able to go find out where the kingdom, the United Kingdom is. That's not what he's talking about here. Yeah, I found it. Yeah, here it is on the globe, and I found it. This is the kingdom I kind of did. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about seek God's kingship in our life. Have him. And this is a seeking. This is something that God wants you and I to go out and pursue. Why? Is it just from the desire to be dominating to people? Oh no. He owns a benevolent monarchy. You know what I mean by that? He is kind and loving. God is love. And he sees you and I and who we are. And he finds you and woos and seeks and tries to draw us away from ourselves unto himself for the very purpose that we might have life more abundantly. So I want to think about that. Whom? And this is something I believe God wants every one of us to ask ourselves this question. What am I seeking? Where's your love? What are you devoted to? Because it'll be telling in our lives. We can say. Now I can tell you that I love my wife. And I can clearly declare that she is the one, this is the only one. But if you saw me uptown showing attention to someone else, you would have a hard time believing me. My actions would be speaking louder than my words. So here we are tonight, a bunch of little humans with all the imperfections of who we are. We aren't always going to say our words correctly. When we get down to pray, if you're like me, you get down to pray and sometimes your thoughts will depart. Maybe somebody had a request over here and I just forgot it, and maybe the name escapes me. And have you ever had those? That's all right. We're here worshiping the Lord. Don't get focused on the form. Get focused on God. Whom seek ye? Do we get down to pray to try to come up with a lot of flowery words to impress people, or am I seeking God? We don't come here to pray to impress each other in our pews. We don't come here to even be embarrassed when we mess up. It's okay.
Amen.
But what we are coming here, and I hope, folks, we're nobody made you come here tonight. You came here out of your own volition. And the reason why you came here, and this is, we call it revival, and there's a whole lot of things. Sometimes I like to call revival services something more than just revival. Sometimes there needs to be rebirth. Depends on where we are. But revival's part of it. And I hope you came here tonight with a desire in your heart. I came here to find God. Maybe we've been saved 30 years. It's alright, you still came here to find God. I was thinking during that song, I appreciate that song so very much. He can make this clay stand up and be just like Him. You know what that is? That's divine action of God. That goes beyond the ability of the clay. The clay cannot stand up. And you can't either. It's too much. But there is a divine. There is one who sees you and I in our human failings and our inabilities. And He came along and said, I'll be your helper if you let me. He says, come to me. And I'll give. And He hadn't stopped giving. Just because He hung on Calvary and died and said it's finished, He hasn't stopped giving. I know so, because He's been given to me recently. Folks, it's important that you and I turn away from our own personal passions and human desires in life and get, it's imperative that we turn from that and look toward Jesus, who is the author, and He wants to be the finisher of our life. He wants to be the one that brings us to the end with full confidence in our heart. Look at Brother Cook right here. And he knew my Grandpa Beasley well. And when my grandfather Beasley, when he came down to the end of his life, I have never seen anyone who has met the end of their life with more joy. He was clear. I got down beside him. He had pneumonia. It looked like his fever was raised, and it looked like this wasn't good. In my mind, I say, well, Lord, we're needing some help here. We need you to come and give him a touch. And I got down beside him, put my hand over on him, getting ready to, I knelt down there seeking the Lord, and I felt his hand come over and grab my, and start chatting. He said, Ivan, I said, don't you pray for the Lord to heal me. His eyes were somewhere else, folks. He was looking beyond here. And at that moment, he didn't say it like this, but I know he was looking at the same crown that Paul was talking about. And he said, there's something better. And he was longing for that. Don't we want to be able to come to that end with such clarity of conscience, such knowledge that I fought a good fight? I finished my course. And I know that ahead of me is laid up right almost within reach. I'm almost there. And Brother Cook, you've lived for the Lord many years, but it's almost. God wants you and I, every one of us, not just Brother Cook, but every one of us, wherever we are on the road of life, He wants us to be faithful. Whom seek ye? Who are you wanting to seek yourselves? And folks, you can. God will let you. God will let us seek our own desires. God will let us invest in that. But I want to tell you, He will bring forth the reward of its own kind. And the flesh does not work the righteousness of God. What do I say? We use these terms of flesh, and we use these terms of world. Love not the world. We've heard all those terms. And they've come through our minds so often that we... What does that mean? I want to tell you tonight, I believe what the Lord means when He's talking about the flesh and the world. He's talking about those things that bring condemnation to our soul. Those things that when allowed to enter in and begin to take root and grow. He's talking about those things that would cause, would bring separation between us and the Lord. That's the world. That's the flesh. Those things that I naturally of the carnal man would seek after. And if doing that, he doesn't say you can't enjoy food. Only in the parameters that the Lord set. But be careful that we don't let things be incorporated into our heart and into our mind that when it takes root and begins to grow, it produces fruit that is not according to righteousness. God is set as an enemy to that thing in our life. And God wants you and I to be an enemy against those things also. God tries to reveal to you and I in all the courses of life. He's at work, divinely at work, trying His best to reveal to you and I where we should be. I look back at my life, and I use myself as an example. I've been saved for over 30 years now. And sometimes, after we've been saved for so many years, we almost can feel like that I believe I've almost arrived. Be careful, because you haven't. Keep a hungry, seeking heart. Whom seek ye? Remember this one. Seek ye first. All, whether you look young or old, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. The rest will take care of itself. Now, I use myself as an example. I've been saved for a number of years. And I've noticed when I first got saved, there were times that I look back now and I think, that wasn't right. And the Lord has developed. I want to tell you, the Lord's developing you. If you let Him. Please let Him. Do you hear what I said? The Lord wants to come by and talk with every one of us individually in the manner in which we begin. If we keep an open ear, He wants to whisper His truths and convince and convict and confirm His ways and His truth in our individually in such a fashion that it will anchor our soul. And I look back at some of the little things that almost seemed innocuous and almost inconsequential when I was young, and I begin, excuse me, if you'll excuse my cough, I've had a little. But I look back at some of those places that almost seemed not very important, and sometimes I even question the Lord. I said, why this doesn't seem that important? But the Lord would sweetly, when I was alone with Him in prayer, He would sweetly say, even though you don't understand, will you please do it for me? And He would remind me of the mercy that He had and the great love. And I would say, yes, Lord, even though I don't understand it. And now, down the way, and what the Lord has developed in my life and in my home, between my wife and myself and my children, I am reaping great rewards for the little things. And I want to encourage us not to despise the day of small things. Not to disregard the little places where the Lord puts His finger. Please, whom seek ye? Are we going to seek those little places that just cultivate weeds in my life? Or am I going to cultivate those things that tend toward righteousness? That's a choice that God leaves up to you and I. And He wants you and I to be ardent in our desire to pursue righteousness and godliness. The best we know how. And I want to tell you, in our ignorance, sometimes we don't always know how. And He knows that. Don't quit. Pursue. Pursue. Hunger and thirst. Seek God's kingship. Seek that place where you are His loving, hungry subject. I'm waiting here, Lord. I want to do Your will. I want to please You. And even if I stumble around and say words wrong and do things wrong once in a while, I want You as my King. I want You to lead me in this pathway of holiness, in this pathway of righteousness. I want to be like You. And I want to tell you, when the Lord goes divinely, He goes to work divinely on this clay, and he begins to mold and shape. And even if you are a broken vessel, as mentioned in that song, the Lord knows how to mend. The Lord knows how to reshape. The Lord knows how to heal. Don't give up. Don't quit. But whom you seek, seek God and his righteousness. I was thinking about revival that we have started on here, and I don't know what all the Lord is going to do throughout this. He's been speaking to me, but I leave every service open to his change. And I don't know what all he has in mind, but I'm confident if we follow the Lord, he'll speak to us in ways that we all need, including myself, folks. And so and I was thinking about, we call it revival, and sometimes I think about restoring. One time I got a lot of lessons from my Grandpa Beasley. He loved to garden. And I went out there one time. He had a large garden out. The corn was about that tall, just broken through, looking good. And it had been about perfect condition for this corn. It was just a beautiful rows of corn out there in his garden. And he was in his shop sharpening his hoe. And I said, "Grandpa, what are you going to do with that hoe?" And he said, "I'm going to go weed." I said, "I don't see a weed out there." He said, "Ivan, that's the best time to catch them." Spiritually, can we apply that tonight? The best time to catch it is before it takes root. You catch it when it's just starting. God wants to ask this question to us tonight. Who are you seeking? Now, if you are seeking to just please yourself, you know, I might be a little bit more of a nature to, they're not really weeds out there. I think I'll just rest for a while. And you know what? All the time I'm resting, the weeds are growing. And if we become so lackadaisical, so, careless, if we relax and wait, you know that weed will someday grow to the point that when, if you try to extract it, it will take up very possibly the plants, the good plants next to it. You ever seen that? I have. Spiritually, I would encourage us tonight, during this time of renewal, restoration. I have refocus. Realign sometimes our thinking. When we recognize some of these things, and sometimes we can get going through life in such a rapid pace. I've been at this for so long. And we can almost get lost in the weeds. Our focus can get so, I'm raising children or what, and life is busy, and folks, my life is too. And there are times that the Lord has to get my attention and says, you're hungry. You don't do well on a starvation diet. Spiritually, folks, you don't do well on a starvation diet. When we do not take care of these little things that might seem inconsequential, we end up starving. And I want to tell you, a weak man doesn't do very much work. Spiritually, when you become starved and hungry, you're not going to get much done. And your vigor, your desire to get up and get something done, I can't. And you know what? After a while, after so long amount of starvation, your ability to see clearly is diminished. Your ability to understand is dimmed. Your thinking is not as clear as what it used to be. Spiritually, it's apply it, folks. Who are you seeking tonight? Where is your goal? Is your goal to pass through this life with a name that I'm a Christian? Or is it your desire tonight to pass through this life with a knowledge, deep-seated knowledge, that I am a child of God and I know there's a crown right over there if I remain faithful? That's where we got to be here once tonight. Too long lethargy has gotten a hold of many a soul. God wants to wake us up, to refocus, help us to understand where we are before time runs out on us. I don't mean to say things just to shock us, but if that's what the Lord wants to do, amen. but we do not want to allow time to catch us at ease. I was thinking also about a scripture in 1 John. Over here in 1 John, the 5th chapter. Again, companion counsel to the seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. 1 John, the 5th chapter, and the 2nd verse says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. Now there's a scripture that says, by this shall all men know you are my disciples if you have love one to another. Or something like that. I may not quote exactly right, but to that effect, that thought is carried through there. This says, by this we know that we love the children of God. Did you know I have a responsibility to you? It's not just to overlook and be permissive either. Sometimes that is defined in people's mind as love. But you know what really love is? If I really love you, if I really care about you, I will love God supremely. And I will allow the effects of God in my life affect me to such a high degree that I will set forth a pathway, that I will walk a pathway that you can look and say, that's right. Well, you know down in your heart, even if you don't choose to take it, but you'll know in your heart. That's it. Who do we love? Do we love ourselves? Whom do you seek? Are you seeking your own desires? Whom seek ye? Or am I willing? Is my love invested in heaven? And I'm willing to say, I will deny myself. Sometimes we cringe at that word deny. We've heard it taught so many times. But folks, it's the most precious thing we can do. Taste and see. Try it. Try to come to these places in our life with the Lord. Get alone. Now, if you're having a struggle with it, go to your closet of prayer. I want to teach you some practical things in life here during this message, during this meeting. Go to your closet in prayer. This is how you're going to get some victory. Ask the Lord about it. Seek Him. I'm not with a desire to try to find a way around. But when you're going there, go in there honest-hearted, seeking. Lord, where are you? What do you have me to do? I want to tell you, you're going to hear Him whisper. You're going to hear Him confirm. You're going to hear Him, that voice behind you saying, this is the way, walking in it. I want to tell you, it's a safe way when you hear that. And when you walk out of that, and you know the Lord has confirmed it to your heart, you can walk out there and walk around everyone else, it doesn't matter what they think, because I've been in touch with the Father. And I know it's right. I'm not saying that you go out there with an arrogant feeling. That's not what I'm talking about. You won't come out of that closet arrogant. But you're going to go out there with a deep-seated knowledge that I'm walking in the way that God has prescribed, and I'm just going to do it. Even if you say I'm being overboard or whatever, I'm going to do it because it's where the Lord has confirmed. I want to tell you, that will begin to, those seeds grow too. If watered. When we water them by the very essence of the Spirit of God, when we come to Him and allow Him, I want your indwelling, I want your constant presence in my folks, that's going to grow, and it will grow into trees of righteousness. It will affect our neighbors. It will affect us. But by us being affected in every facet of our life, it will affect those looking on. If, what does it say? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God. We've heard it the other way. But folks, there's scripture too. We love God, put Him first. That's gonna change who we are. Okay, let's go on. We love God and folks, if there's another scripture that says, Jesus said, if you love me, keep what I say. Sometimes they say commandments. Oh, that's so harsh. Command. You know, they're not grievous. In fact, when I've had him whisper to me his love, he said it and it's true. And I so enjoyed what he said that I went away and said that it was this loving command. I took it. It was gospel. It was truth. But it wasn't a driving command. It was something that wooed me so sweetly into who he was. And this is, folks, this is the area where the Lord is divinely then at work in parts of people, changing us from who we were into his image. This is the potter spinning the wheel. This is the one putting his hand to who you and I are and changing and letting change us. Who are you seeking? Are we seeking to preserve me? Folks, if we do, we can. We can preserve. We can say, but understand this too. It's in the scripture. If you would save your life, you're going to lose it. But if you, in turn, have your own choice and love for the Father, just give it up. You're going to find it. You will find life more abundant than what you could have ever found before. Because it's right. It's where God wants to lead you and I. And I want to encourage us in this congregation. I really want everyone, not just this congregation, extend beyond these walls. I want to see people make it. I want to see people get established in the ways of the Lord. I want to see people, even when it looks like everything is reversing in their heart or around them, I want their heart to be set. I will go forward. I don't, at the cost of my life, I'll lay it down. I've got to be there. I've got to have him. Folks, if you pursue the Lord in that manner, you're going to make it. He'll make sure you do. Oh, but those are dizzying heights. I'll never get there. Oh, but he said to us over in David, he said, but I'll make your feet like hinds' feet. Oh, look at that. I'll never. I have this, my attitude of these things I'm struggling with. I'll never. Look at the land in hope. Because he said, that land will be yours. Caleb was over there in that beautiful land. Joshua was over there too. And others were seeing. They saw the same land. And they saw it was indeed a good land, was it not? It also had a lot of obstacles. Not just hurdles to walk over or streams to ford. These were walled cities with enemies that knew how to shoot back. These were people who knew how to contrive stratagems, and they did. We have a foe spiritually just like that. That would like to keep us from our eternal goal. But I ask you, please, never be deterred from that. Caleb saw a mountain. And this mountain, I don't know what all was there, but I know one thing that was there, and it was giants. These were some of those that the other saw when they came back and said, there's giants in the land, and I feel just like a grasshopper beside them because we can't do it. Who are they looking at? Whom seek ye? Where's your focus? Are you willing to stand stymied and forever defeated? Or are you willing to look up and say, Lord, I want that mountain. I want that place that has been a perpetual problem in my life. I want it. And it looks like right now, I don't know how it's going to happen. Oh, but don't be of a doubting, faithless heart returning back. But look forward and say, at the expense of my life, I'll go forward because I've got to have it. I want your glory, Lord. I want to be in that place that when I come to the end, I can clearly lay this one down and say, there's a crown right there. Not only for me, but for all those who will be faithful unto the end, all that would endure unto the end, there's a crown of life for you. And I want to encourage us here tonight. I believe that's where the Lord would have me to stop. I have some other things right here, but the Lord may want that later. But I want to encourage you and I tonight to allow the Lord
to keep you and I invigorated. Hear His voice tonight. Who are you seeking? Are you seeking your own way? If we are, you'll find it. But if you seek righteousness, you'll find that too. I found the Lord and He is mine. And I found it sweet. I found the progression of this walk in the Lord. I found it to be better and better as I go. Not, you want to say, well, Brother Ivan, you have, yes, I have problems. I deal with life like you do. But in my soul, I find a richness and a ripening. It doesn't seem like 30 years. I remember when I was first saved, heard Brother Sam and some of the others talk about how long they'd been saved. Brother Cecil Carver been around for long. Been saved for a long time. I thought, oh my. It passes so very quickly, folks. I want to ask us each one to invest. In the investment market today, they say it's best to diversify and spread around different places. This is one type of investment. Invest it all. Put all your eggs in one basket. Amen. Look unto Jesus, completely and totally, and away from ourselves, whom seek you. Seek first His kingdom, His righteousness, His kingship in our life. Everything else will be added as we need. Pray for me. I want to make heaven.